No, strangely enough, and I know with COVID it has kind of been difficult to, organize matches and stuff. And I suppose last year when the Camogie Association announced the return to play, like there was great excitement within the clubs, like, that we were going to play a club championship in Wexford. And I suppose when the Camogie Association then announced that there would be a provincial and All-Ireland series, it was an extra motivation. It's difficult to win within Wexford as it is, so it was an added bonus that once you won your county, you had the chance to fight for the Leinster title, and then things have happened since.
They certainly have, but everybody will know by now that, you guys have pretty reasonable demands to actually get those provincial tournaments and the All-Ireland series back up and running. As a senior member of the squad, I don't know if you had any sort of discussions with the Camogie Association about this, but you guys were of the impression anyway, right up until the start of this month, that there would be some kind of tournament run as a provincial series. Wasn't that right?
Yes, I suppose having won the county final last September, we were told we had a fixture the 24th of January, and I suppose, we got to train right up till the end of December, and then the lockdown kind of, put a halt to that. And we kind of knew, the match wasn't going to go ahead in January, but the Camogie Association had, they kept maintaining that the matches would be played, and so we kept training, and like everyone was putting in hard work. And it's not easy go up to Owler Taylor, run the roads. It's not easy doing that on your own, like without your teammates. And I suppose the latest was on the 1st of May this year. They still maintained that the matches would be going ahead until, I think it was the middle of May, people weren't happy with the way the fixtures were scheduled and player strikes and, all this. So the Camogie Association went with a vote. So there was kind of an option one and an option two. And basically, in option one, the county girls would play the National League, then it would be club championship, and then it would be county championship would start in September. And I know a lot of people, they were on social media, they were all opting for option two. But the difference between option one and option two was the 2020 season would be finished off in the duration of the National League, like every other year. As long as I can remember, the National League always was at the start of the year, and if you were lucky enough to get out of your county and win Leinster, you were playing the All-Ireland series in January, February, March time. So, and I suppose then with option two, which won on a, it was a 53% to 47% vote, and I know a lot of clubs didn't turn out on the vote, but like it was very close. And option two had no regard for the last year's championship. And what we kind of would be questioning is why was, option one, it was able to facilitate the last year's championship, but yet option two wasn't. And like, it'd be a long time since last September to this September for club girls to get any matches at all. And I suppose like what we would be saying as well, like, at the end of the day, every young girl starts their Camogie career with their club. Like, club has always been number one to me, and I know a lot of girls across the country, like, club is always your number one. Like, you start your career, you finish your career with your club. They're the ones that look after you. They're the ones that, you have the friendships from growing up with them, and you want to be able to play matches and like to be promised for so long that the matches would go ahead, and then just one weekend to decide that no, there is no club championship. It was very, very disappointing.
And I can understand that all right. But as you've laid out there, this basically comes back to the U-turn that the Camogie Association had to do after that majority. It was a small majority, all right, but a majority of club players did vote for that option too. Can you understand why they're reluctant to backtrack on a backtrack?
Well, that's the thing. We can't understand. We're frustrated, that they're totally disrespecting the club players. And at the end of the day, like, it's the club players that are making the county teams. Like, if there was no clubs, there'd be no county teams, there'd be no matches. And like, a solution has been given to the Camogie Association. Like, dates have been given, I think it's a 4-week block, and the clubs have even said they would play, two matches a week if that was meaning that the matches would go ahead. But yes, there's been no response at all. Again, I know emails have went in, and they've been trying to contact the Camogie Association. Management have had, last weekend they had a Zoom call with, like, there was 35 clubs right across the country. So like, if you think of 35 clubs, how many players is that? And like, they're saying the Camogie Association, their vision is, promoting Camogie, but I can't see this promoting Camogie when there's so many people involved, so many teams that are just wanting to play matches. It's about the matches. really, like, and when the solution is offered and yes, there's no engagement whatsoever, it's very disappointing. And it's at the stage now that we're angry, we're frustrated, and like, we just want to play the matches.
And that's a very reasonable demand, and you've had a really brilliant kind of social media campaign to get this on the Camogie Association's agenda. Lots of players, not only from Owlert but right around the county and around the country as well, have been giving you their support, just looking for answers. And I suppose it's that lack of engagement from the association that's probably frustrating you more than anything else. It's the automated email responses and, you know, the fact that you're tagging the Camogie Association on Twitter and nobody's getting back to you. That must be incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, that's kind of, I think, is the most frustration point. And emails have went in just asking, you know, even for the Leinster Council, the Camogie Association in Ardcarla, to meet with the clubs and even, you know, to discuss and give like a reasonable explanation for why it's not happening. But yes, we're training away with the hope that we will play Leinster Championship in 2 weeks. But yet we still don't know, and like, they're not giving us any valid reason why it can't be played. Like, you know, I'm sure a county team across the board wouldn't have a problem with their county players going back to their clubs. Like, it's extra championship matches, tough matches that'll benefit county teams. When, like, you know, I know the National League is running out, but at the end of the day, the National League is not as important as the championship, and like, the county players will be playing championship come July. And when you look back on even last year, at the beginning of last year with Wexford Camogie, they went up to Galway and they only could field 13 players. And like, you know, grants were taken away, there was fines implemented, they lost the home advantage the following year. Like, you know, what's it doing to promote Camogie? Like, when we have a team, there's 30 players up in that pitch, and every one of them are as eager as each other to, you know, play these matches. But no, there's no, you know, correspondence from the Camogie Association. And like, even if they just met with the clubs, instead of promising since last year that the matches would go ahead, and I think it was that promise and hope that the matches would go ahead, it was like, times have been so difficult the last few months, and then, you know, this was kind of our light at the end of the tunnel, that we'd get out and play the matches that we love to play. And like, it's an opportunity, like, players, myself included, like, we don't have time on our side, like, so I don't know how many more years we can have the, you know, the chance of even playing matches and participating at that high level. So like, you want to kind of grab every opportunity when you can. So like, that's why we've kind of been putting such a huge push on the Camogie Association to allow us to play tough championship matches that, you know, every Camogie player wants to play. But yet we're none the wiser today. Like, I feel like they have so much to answer to. Like, they won't, you know, engage with the clubs and the grassroots of Camogie, and, you know, how is that promoting Camogie?
Yeah, you can almost hear the anger in your voice there, and like, I can understand it there as well. But yourselves there in Owlert and the 34 other sides involved in the incomplete 2020 championships, you've stated your intention there to take the case to the Disputes Resolution Authority, so that's the DRA. Just explain how that process will work, and are you confident that that'll get this solved?
Well, we're kind of going into the unknown. Like, we feel strongly enough about it that we've had to take that route. And I suppose we're kind of just waiting, still in limbo now, to see how this goes. Will the Camogie Association, they will have to engage with the clubs and discuss it. A solution has been given, dates have been given. All the Camogie Association would have to do is get referees and pitches. Like, and I'm sure, like, from the 35 clubs that are involved, we'd happily play in that garden if it meant that we could play the matches. We're still waiting in limbo, but I suppose 2 weeks' time, the 7th of June, adult club matches can resume. So we'd be hopeful that the Camogie Association will engage with us and will allow the matches to go ahead. But up until then, we're still in limbo, not known. And I think that's kind of, you know, the not known is more frustrating. Like, are we training for a Leinster semi-final in 2 weeks' time, or are we training for a championship which won't start till September? So that's a year without any competitive matches. Like, I know it's been difficult for the Camogie Association, you know, like, with COVID restrictions, that, like, they were limited in what they could do. But it was a thing that, you know, everything was promised that the matches would happen and take place. And then just such a U-turn after 2 weeks previously saying that the matches would resume. And I think it's the U-turn and then the lack of engagement from the Camogie Association. It's difficult to understand why they can't promote the club Camogie as well as the county Camogie, and like, run it alongside the National League. Like, we'd be hoping that they will. Like, it's not too late, I suppose, to do another U-turn and, you know, facilitate the 35 clubs across the country.
Listen, let's talk about some positive things, Una. Obviously, the senior Camogie team did get back in action there a couple of weeks ago. They were taking on Kilkenny. A good win. Katrina Parrick, she's back in the panel now. We did talk about the fact that Wexford didn't have enough players to field a team there just 2 years ago. So maybe there is some positivity in the horizon there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you'd be grateful that you're able to get a match on YouTube. And I know they were playing Kilkenny's second team, but like, it was a positive performance from the girls. And they have a lot of youth on that team. And that's something I suppose Kevin is building towards. It's with the youth, like them girls, Sarah O'Connor and, you know, all the younger girls. I know Sarah's sister Kira is a lot younger as well. And those girls have played with each other. Like, you know, as I said earlier, it was only 13 players available for one match there 2 years ago. So it's great to see that, you know, we're fielding and like, there's lots of talent on the sideline. I know Katrina is back in the squad and like we would have played with Katrina back in, I think, 2017. So like Katrina would have a lot to offer and like at the end of the day, she's still a young girl and be hoping that, you know, Trina's experience will help the rest of Miranda and hopefully it'll be a positive summer for Wexford Camogie.
That would be a positive. And another positive would be to see Owler taking on one of the big provincial rivals there, hopefully coming up very soon. But you have to take it to the DRA first. Do you know when you might be able to hear a resolution on that? Do you know when we might actually get some...
In the next week, we will hear something, but I suppose until they meet and hopefully a resolution will be found. Like, we just want to know now. It's dragging on 2 weeks and being ignored from the Camogie Association for the 2 weeks has been difficult, but like, we're hoping that the DRA can kind of find a solution with the Camogie Association and allow the matches to go ahead. As I've said, like, I know hashtag find the date has been trending on Twitter, but hopefully they will allow the matches to go ahead and just let us play. Like, you know, it's the summer months and everyone wants to play during the summer months, not in the slop as later in the year, but as long as the matches go ahead, I don't think anyone would have any bother. But it's kind of just sitting and waiting and hoping that the matches will go ahead.